With the world's population not just growing, but aspiring to a better quality of life, the need for energy is also growing. But as the need to reduce carbon emissions to help combat climate change becomes more pressing, the role of natural gas is coming to the fore.
You will still have, of course, hydrocarbons. You will still have oil. We still have coal. We still have gas. But the gas share will increase and the coal share will decrease. Otherwise, we are not told by us. It's told by the experts. This is a fact.
Patrick Poyan is the CEO of French energy company Total. He's referring to the International Energy Agency, which has forecast the mix of power sources needed from hydrocarbons to nuclear to renewables. All power generation has some emissions profile, but the science shows gas is far less than coal.
When you have a gas-fired power plant is emitting twice less CO2 than a coal-fired power plant. Even the best supercritical coal power plants, it's not twice less, it's 80% less.
The rise in demand and from where has surprised even some in the industry. Speaking at the 18th annual LNG conference in Perth, the head of Origin Energy, Grant King, said gas was the immediate fuel of choice to replace nuclear energy in Japan after the Fukushima meltdown. The growing demand from China, Korea and elsewhere in Asia was forecast. But Mr. King said it was hard to imagine just a short while ago that Jordan and Egypt would be importing Australian gas.
And in fact, natural gas will make a very large contribution to the fuel systems of the world for generations to come. It is not just a transition fuel, it is the fuel for the foreseeable future. We see demand growing 35% in the next 20 years. To put that into perspective, that will be a doubling in LNG production as we meet the growing world demand. We do need to transport natural gas from the producing nations to the using nations, and it is going to take many, many developments in the LNG business. To put it in perspective, we will likely need a project the size of Gorgon every year for the next 20 years.
Total also has Australian gas interests on the East Coast, and it's developing renewable and biomass systems as well. Patrick Boyan says in the wake of the Paris climate talks, it is inevitable a global price on carbon will come in.
There are many ways to do that, you know, but governments, when you look to what the governments have committed, Paris, you know, there were voluntary commitments done by the 195 countries. 40 countries have planned to establish some CO2 pricing mechanism. If we interconnect them, this will create a global mechanism.
That's also the belief of the head of another oil and gas giant, Royal Dutch Shell, Ben van Buren.
I believe it's not a matter of mandates, it's not a matter of structures that are going to be imposed top-down. I believe in the concept of markets doing their work, putting a price on carbon, making sure that we level the playing field.